Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Jake Jornstead, CEO of Myriad Mobile.
This is Jake Jornstead, CEO at Myriad Mobile.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Rolla, North Dakota. Grew up in Rolla, North Dakota, about 10 miles from Canada, 15 miles from Canada.
Yeah, and so that's, you kind of got a small town upbringing. Did you go to NDSU, North Dakota State University?
Yes, sir. I went to NDSU in 2008 for computer engineering and ended up getting done 4.5 years later in 2012 at the end of the year in December.
And did you go on and start a company right away, or did you go work for somebody?
Well, I never had a full-time job. During college, I was doing part-time, or I was an RA for a couple years, residence assistant at NDSU. Had a couple part-time deals, and eventually, basically my end of my sophomore year, going into my junior year, we sort of started this company, originally called Myriad Devices, now Myriad Mobile, of course, and we just kind of went for it, and I think I got laid off from an intern role. There's a bunch of issues at the company, and they laid off about 20% of the company, and I had about 3 months worth of run rate and of my own, and decided I'd go full-time at this company that we were creating ourselves and see if we could make it work, and it worked. And a year and a half later, I graduated along with marrying my wife, and at the same semester, along with 15 part-time people on the team, and went from there and built this company over the last 5 years now.
Well, first of all, how's it going?
Good. We are doing well. We've got just about 40 people on the team today, full time. We get to do some pretty awesome work every day of the week with all kinds of interesting and fun customers, from Bobcat and Cargill to interesting, fun startups from the area and around the country, and doing some incredible technology work. We're doing everything from building apps for your watch and for your car, the new Honda Civic, for example. We've got an app for Minnesota Public Radio in the car. You can listen to it you can pull up your phone, and basically it'll open the app up on the dash in front of you, and you can go through the streaming radio of Minnesota Public Radio. You've got interesting things we're doing with virtual reality and Oculus Rift. We're not just doing mobile phones and tablets, but really we're expanding into some of the newer technologies as well.
Well, that leads me into, I guess, a two-part question. One is, kind of get into a little bit what it is you guys are doing, and maybe start from the beginning, because it sounds like either you've added some services, products, or you've just branched out, I guess. So kind of maybe a little bit of an infomercial for your company, but maybe somewhat chronological too.
Sure. So in 2011, while Ryan and I were both in school, we got the company off the ground. We started with some failed ideas and eventually landed on the idea of building mobile apps for businesses. That was our original concept, was can we build apps and get paid to build apps for businesses? And so started off on Android and then on iPhone eventually. And what really got us off the ground was we built an app for the 2011 flood that happened in Fargo and Bismarck and Minot, called H2O Fargo, H2O Minot and Bismarck. And it basically gave all the details that people were looking for on the internet at the time around where the flood level is going to be, what it was currently, any news or road closures or anything like that in one app. And we gave away for free, and we got out on the news with the forum here in Fargo. And that sparked people calling us and saying, hey, we'd like to get an app built and help us get our business off the ground. Some of our first customers were here in Fargo. FM Spotlight, which is now Fargo Monthly Magazine, and others. NDSU was one of our first customers, Bobcat as well. So that was the starting of the company. We started building apps for these different groups. And kind of going into 2012, my co-founder, Ryan Ragus, finally graduated himself. And I was still in school, but kind of stopped going to class as often and was focusing more on this company we're building. And we had about 8 or 10, up to 15 part-time people from NDSU, MSUM, Concordia, kind of all on the team, mostly students. And we were building this company doing all kinds of different projects for companies, and ended up in 2012, Ryan and I both got married that fall. We had 15 part-time people, like I mentioned, and then we also I finally graduated, got my degree in computer engineering with a 2.7 GPA, pretty proud of that, and went from there. And so once we were both full-time and focused and no longer doing anything in college, that really helped the company grow, and we grew, doubled and tripled the first couple, 3 years. Actually this year we just won, we're number two in North Dakota for fastest growing companies in the country on the Inc. 5000 list, at number 667 out of 5000 companies in the United States that are on the list. We are number 667, so pretty proud of that on the growth side. And again, doing mobile and doing software development, we're building software for companies, but expanding that, the offering beyond just the mobile phone, but also focusing on just a few industries. We're working with agriculture as our number one, financial services, and education. Those three are industries that we've really been focusing in on and doing well in those industries. So,
a couple of years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, Carrie Frank was on our program. She's the CEO of Comply 360. She figured out an app for the airline industry, and basically allowed pilots no longer to carry this 90-pound black box for an iPad. I'm kind of going through some of the, I guess, conversation I had with her. How much of your apps are, I guess, logistical things when it comes to compliance or forms, and how much is navigation through, say, like a website or something like that?
I'd say half of them are logistical, sort of business-oriented apps, where they're helping organizations, you know, with tools that they might need to make themselves more efficient or better serving their customers. And then the other half is kind of direct-to-consumer apps. So let's say, you know, Minnesota Public Radio, for example, they needed a way for people to stream their radio stations on their phone. So we help build that product. And so we are doing a lot of product development for different organizations as well.
Okay.
Consumer apps you can download from the App Store.
Sure, sure. And the business apps, they'd be more of like an intranet back in my day is what we called it, where we were the only person that could go on the internet for the specific site. So that's kind of what you guys are doing, building intranets for the phones and things?
That's an example, yep. A few different things, from sales tools to intranets to, you know, streamlining processes and things from going from paper. Anything that's paper today in your organization, if you've got paper and paper processes, we're able to at least fix that and make you more efficient, if not totally revolutionize the way you're doing it today. So that's an example.
How's the learning curve for some of those business-oriented apps? You know, you come into an organization, you got some different varieties of ages, for example. You got some different varieties of computer pedigree. How's a learning curve on something like that you guys are building?
Well, one of the things that any good software company needs to pride themselves in is, in my opinion, is a user interface that's super, super simple to understand, to get started, that's self-explanatory. Everything from an app that might have some tips on how to get started to an app that literally has a walkthrough before you ever use it, so you totally understand the features before you have to dive in and use it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jake Jornsted, the CEO of Myriad Mobile, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.